northeast for almost that amount of time. And we'll hear from the Rosh Kodesh from over there, Rabbi Reber, tomorrow, Be'ezer Hashem. And then Chanukah time. The Eibishter has spread out the Torah, connecting communities together. And a new Kodesh opened, the northeast community in the Ronhurst area. With the very Choshev Rosh Kodesh, I know back from many years, it was from the Chashuvim in the Miami Beach community Kodesh, when they opened up about 25 years ago. And as then was the Rosh Kodesh in Ottawa, and now he became the Rosh Kodesh here in Unzura City in Philadelphia. So it's a great cover to have him here, and here this morning shiur from Rav Yenneber.
Yashakayach to Rabbi Bieberfeld and to Rabbi Zefrin for inviting me. It's a tremendous chus to speak before a chashav ha'olam, to come ben hazmanim and to learn, to put in the extra hours before Yom Tov. It's a busy time. It's a tremendous chus, and Yashakayach for inviting me and giving me a chilek in this gevaldik maimed. I wanted to say over the briskerov, the well-known briskerov on Eseba, and then I wanted to just give a deher and bring a few interesting yesoidas, interesting rayas to a yesoid that Tosfos says, the Achronim say, and Boyoy sent Bimamtzi another tzad in the Briskerov's Chakira. So the Gemara talks about a seba. So there's a mitzvah to recline, Bishas the mitzvahs. So the Gemara says that there's a mitzvah to have a seba by the Dalet Kaisis. It's a shaila in the Gemara if it's the Ershta two Kaisis or the last two Kaisis. We paskin that you have to do a seba by all four Kaisis. And by Matzah also you have to have a seba. And the Gemara says that even a shamish, see, even though the shamish is waiting on the tzibur, but he doesn't have the same kvias as the mesubin, but the halacha is that even a shamish has to do a seba. Om Rabbi Shua ben Levi, a shamish shoachal kazayis matzah kishu mesiv yotza mesiv in loy mesiv loy. So the Gemara says klar that even the shamish who's serving the mesubin, he has to eat the kazayis matzah beha seba. And if he doesn't have a seba, he's not yoitz. So Tosfos has the shaila. Tosfos paskins we need a seba by all dalit koisis, like the Gemara says. So tzorachian zok Tosfos im shochach v'loy hesiv im yachser v'yishta. That if a person drank one of the dalit koisis and he didn't do a seba, he forgot to do a seba, if he has to drink again, what if he wants to be machmir? Is he allowed to do a seba again? So we know the halacha that the ershta two koisis, you're allowed to be shoisa ben hakoisis. There are pratim in halacha, but be'etzim you can be shoisa ben hakoisis. But the third and the fourth kois, you can't be shoisa. We're choishish v'shikros, the Rif says, al pi the Yerushalmi. So you're not supposed to drink again once you drank the third kois after the Birkas HaMazon. So the shaila is, if you didn't drink the third and fourth kois be'haseba, are you allowed to drink again? Because you're being over drinking the extra koisis, you're not supposed to drink the koisis between the third and the fourth cup, after the fourth cup. So Tosfos is clearing if you do the mitzvah, if you drink without a seba. So you do a tikka briskerov, he has a chakira, gishmak a chakira. The briskerov opens up the ganze sugya. So he brings the Rambam. The Rambam says in Perek Zayin Halacha Zayin that the etzem has a mitzvah to do haseba by the ganze suda, and it's brought in the Ramah, that if a person does haseba by the ganze suda, every single thing, not just the mitzvah halayla, not just the dalet koisis, not just the matzah, the kazayis matzah, and the afikoyman, but the ganze suda, the person should do haseba, harezim is shubach, a person should be clawing the ganze suda. Then the Rambam speaks out that by the dalet koyep, lechola paches, emesait srichin haseba, so when you need to do haseba, lechola paches, bishas achilas kazayis matzah, or bishtias arba koisis hoelu. But the rest of the achila and the shtia, im hasev arezim is shubach, of the Rambam, but you have to do haseba, lechola paches, by the dalet koisis, and by the kazayis matzah, by the achilas matzah. So Zokta Briskerov, that if the Rambam says that the etzim, there's a mitzvah haseba, the ganza laila, and the Rambam stells a vek that lechol apachas, you have to do Haseba b'shas to kiyum hamitzvahs. So Zokta Rav Weistois, Haseba is an independent chelik. It's not a chelik of the shtiyas kaisis or the chilas matzah. It's a separate mitzvah to do Haseba. Haraya, you have to do Haseba the gansa suda. Chazal shtel levek, that lachol apachas, you have to shtel levek the Haseba b'shas the dalek kaisis and b'shas the chilas matzah. But be'etzim, the mitzvah of Haseba is an independent mitzvah, and it's shayach to the gansa suda. So Zokta Rav, that it's not mestaber that if a person ate the matzah or was shayis to the kaisis without haseba, that he wasn't yoytz to the dalek kaisis or the matzah, because be'etzem the haseba is a separate mitzvah. It's not a chelik of the shtiyas kaisis or the chilas matzah. And faker tzok the rav adraba, that if the person wants to do the kaisis or the matzah again, pashtus it shouldn't help, because the chazal shtel devek that you have to do haseba l'chol apachas b'shas the chilas matzah. If he ate the matzah b'li haseba, so he was yoytze the matzah, says Dr. Rav. So it's not shayach to eat the matzah again because he was yoytze already. So you can't be mekayim the takana of shtelling avek the haseba b'shas the matzah because he was yoytze the matzah already. The fact that Tosfos is clearing that you have to drink the kaisis again, Weistois, Dr. Rav, that Tosfos holds that the haseba is a chelik of the mitzvah of the shtiyas kaisis, it's a chelik of the achilas matzah, and that's why the Gemara says that you wouldn't be yotze. The Rav has a chap. It's ksas dochuk in the Gemara that when the Gemara says that the shamish who eats the matzah b'loy haseba is lo yotze, the Gemara's medayik lo yotze, it means according to the Rambam, like this cheshvin, lo yotze the mitzvah of haseba. But be'etzem the matzah he was yotze, and like the Rambam, it wouldn't be shayach to redo it because you were yotze already. Tosfos is clearing that it's a chelik of the mitzvah, so if you shoyse the kaisis without haseba, so you can do it again. You have to do it again. Maybe you can't do it again by the other kaisis, and by the matzah, the Gemara Taka says you have to do it again. So the Rav doesn't shtel avek klar what the suffix is in Tosfos if you have to redo the kaisis. Maybe the shaila is if it was ma'akiv in the mitzvah or not. There's a mortcha, the Rosh Be'erach says the same thing, but the mortcha is a little bit more ma'irich. The mortcha says, he brings the Gemara, that the shamish sho'ochal kezayis matzah, kishehu meisiv yotza, meisiv in loy meisiv loy. So zok the mortcha, uli'inyin matzah, im ocha b'loy haseba, pshita d'loy yotza. So the Mordecha paskins that if a person eats the matzah without his seba, it's poshed by the Mordecha that you're not yoytza, and it's mavur in the hemshich. He means you have to eat the matzah again because you weren't yoytza. He says that's what the Gemara means. Kishehu meisiv you're yoytza, kishelo meisiv loy, but loy has seba you're not yoytza. So then he clears Tosfos is shaila, but what's the din by the dalit kaisis? L'choyre nire debidyevid yoytza. So first the Mordecha is medayik in the Etzem Loshen HaGemara, that you'd be Yotza. Because by the Matzah, the Gemara says, Im Ocha B'loy HaSeba, the Loshen HaGemara is, Shamesh She'ochel Kezayis Matzah Kishu Meisiv Yotza, and the Gemara is Medayik, Meisiv In Loy Meisiv Loy. So the Gemara is Medayik, that Yotza, you're only Yotza the Matzah with HaSeba. Without HaSeba, you're taka not Yotza. That's Klor, Zok the Mordecha. By the Kaisis, it's interesting. The Mordecha is Medayik. The Gemara says, "Kulu tzrichi haseba, mashma davka lechatchila, avu b'diyeved." Without haseba, imloy hasev, maybe you are yotze. And the Mordecha's masber, the heich yisakin hamuuvis, because you can't do it again. Bishlei makisho ochal matza. So it's very interesting because the Gemara, according to the Mordecha, the Gemara is saying klar that you're not yotze the matza and you have to redo the matza. So the Mordecha cheshbens. You can eat the matzah again. But when you drink the kaisis, you drank already. To do it again, it's nira kemoisif. You're gonna lose the keneged of the dalit kaisis. You'll be drinking an extra kais. Oy shema zok de mordcha, kiving shaloi hesiv keshishasa havikilu loy shasa mi oylam. Or do we say that hayos that was felt in the haseba, you didn't drink? It's as if you didn't drink the kais. You weren't yoytza the kais. So it's not a chasarna being moisif al kaisis. You can re-drink the kais. So it's interesting because the mordcha is telling avek that the gemara is klar that you're not yoytze the matzah, and you have to redo the matzah. So vaistais, yidin vadai, you weren't yoytze. You have to do it again, you can taka do it again. By the Dalet Kaisis he's clearing, do we say you should do it again because you're taka not yoytze like the matzah, you can do it again? Or do we say that by the matzah you can do it again because why not? You're not losing, you're allowed to eat matzah twice. But by the Dalet Kaisis, ulai, you can't do it again because you weren't, because since you drank already, you'll be meistav alakaisis. Or do we say that no, since it is kilo loy shasa, and you're not being meistav alakaisis? So the mortcha seems to be clear that hagam, you weren't yoytze, you have to redo the matzah, but he's still clearing, can you redo the kaisis, or is it being meistav alakaisis? So l'chayra, the mortcha is mavur another tzad, because if we learn that it's a separate mitzvah, so the rav is tining, that what's the pshat that by matzah you have to do it again? Felt nisht in the matzah, you were yotz of the matzah, and you can't do it again because you already ate the matzah. And if it's a chelik of the mitzvah, and the mortcha is sparring, that yitaka have to eat the matzah again, lo yotza, he's medayik in the Gemara. So what's the tzad by the dalet kaisis? It's for the chasarn of maisa fala kaisis if yitaka weren't yotz. That's the horror. So I wanted to be mamzi nochetzad. First, I want to get to Red Duch, a Yesoid from Toysfest, a Geshmak Yesoid. The Gemara says in Psachim, on Kuftes Vav, there's a Shiloh, we know that there's two Tibulim, so we're Toyvul the Karpas, in the Choymitz, in the Meimelach, we're Toyvul the Karpas, Kadesh Yushalatinoikis, the Gemara says. So, it's brought in Halacha that you're supposed to use a different Yerek to be Toyvul, because you don't want to do the Mitzvah of Mora twice. What if, in the old days, they didn't have? What if you only have murr, you have chasa, you have murr, you have romaine lettuce, whatever you have. So you want to do karpas. So the Gemara has a tzad that you shouldn't do it at all. But the we paskin, Rav Chista paskins, that yutaka should do the karpas anyway, using the murr. So first you're toivel before you start the seder, you're toivel the murr in the meimelach, and you make the adoma, and you're yoytze the minig of karpas. And then nochtem, after the matzah, you'll eat the murr normal, And you'll be yoytze morer then. The Gemara has a shaila of mitzvah sriches kavana. The Gemara says mitzvah sriches kavana. You zichu were not yoytze the morer before because that wasn't your intent. It was shloy al seder. So when you ate the morer the first time to be yoytze the meaning of karpas, yitaka were not yoytze morer, and you're going to be yoytze morer the second time al seder after the matzah. The Gemara tells a machloikis now. When do you make the bracha of the morer, alachilas morer? When do you make that bracha? So one man, the Omar, says that hayoyz, you're not coming to be yoytza the morer before. You were only yoytza the minig of karpas. So you shouldn't be yoytza, you shouldn't make the bracha of achilas morer back then. You should wait till you're going to be yoytza the mitzvah of morer of an emes, later after the matzah. But Rav Chista, and this is how it's paskin lahalacha, Rav Chista says that if a person only has the morer, the chasa, For karpas, he should taka make the bracha al achilas morer then, before, and then later when he comes to be yotze morer al seder after the matzah, he should eat the morer without the bracha. He already made the bracha before. And Tosfos cheshbins that Zokr of Chista la acher shemila kreisei heimenu choizu umavorech aleu. It doesn't pass to eat the morer before. You are coming to eat the morer before al karpas. It doesn't pass to eat the mara before without a bracha, and then to first make the bracha later. Achra shemila kreisa heimenu choizer umavarach. How can you make the bracha later if you already ate the mara before? So Tosfos cheshbins that Rav Chista, it's poshet that mitzvah srichas kavana, you were not yoytze the mara before, because if you were yoytze already, it's poshet you can't make the bracha after. You were yoytze already, you can't say vitzivanu, you were yoytze already. But Zok Tosfos, Rav Chista also holds that you avadu were not yoytze the mara before. Nevertheless, Zok the Gemara, that there's a svara la acher shemila kreisoi choizir umavarech. How can you do the mitzvah of morer? Lamaisa, he ate the morer before al karpas. How can he eat the morer before without a bracha, and then he's going to come later and make the bracha al achilas morer if he already ate the morer? So Tosfos says that shteito ayisoid that hagam he wasn't being yoytza the morer. Bishas his achilas karpas, he was eating chas, he was eating something that's roy to be yoytze, but he wasn't yoytze the mor. Shteita, that you have to make the bracha bishas when you're doing that maisa, hagam you're not being yoytze. And Tosfos says, alta tama, because he says we have other examples of this. On Rosh Hashanah, so we blow the shofar. So the Gemara says we blow the shofar twice, Gedela Arba Vasatam. So we blow what they call the Kiyas the Meyushev. We blow the Tekiyas, our minig is to stand anyway, but they blow the Tekiyas the Meyushev. The pshat is that we're blowing the Tekiyas before the Shmoyna Esrei, Shaloyal Seder HaBrachas of the Malchiyas, Zechronis, and Shofres. And then we blow the Tekiyas again, Ala Seder. Some people blow Toich the Shmoyna Esrei, some people blow B'shas Techaz HaShatz, that's Unzuru minig. So the minig is, Zaktaisis, that we make the bracha B'shas the Tekiyas the Meyushev. We make the bracha before the Tekiyas, before the Shmoyna Esrei, Shaloyal Seder HaBrachas. And Zaktaisis, the Iker Tekiyas that we want to be Yotze with are the Tekiyas, B'shas, the Brachas, Al Seder, Malchus, Zecharin, and Shofres. We don't want to be Yotze with the Tekiyas before, because that would be Yotze, Shloi, Al Seder, Abrachas. We want to be Yotze, the Tekiyas, B'Iker, B'shas, the Shmoneh Esrei, B'shas, the Chazaras HaShatz. Nevertheless, Zog Taisvis, the minig is that we make the Bracha before the Tekiyas, the Meyushev. Because Taisvis Shtalsu Unzer Gemara. Because Achra Shemila Kresoi, if you already did the Maisa Mitzvah, how is it shayach to not make the bracha and first do the bracha later when you're doing the mitzvah the second time? You already did the mitzvah before. How is it shayach to do the maisa without a bracha? He brings another example on Kuf Chaf that there's a shayla in the Rishonim what the ikar matzah is. So we eat matzah by the moitzi after we make the moitzi and we make the bracha al achilas matzah. We eat the kezayis matzah, the two kezayim of matzah for the bracha and for the birkas hamitzvah. And then we have the matzah again by the afikomen after the suda. So the matzah after the suda, that's a remez to the afikomen. That's a remez to the korban pesach or to the matzah that we eat b'shas the korban pesach. It's a shayla in the rishonim. But the rishonim clear what's the ikar achilas matzah. When are we really coming to be mekayim the mitzvah of the matzah? Are we being yotze the achilas matzah b'shas by when we wash, when we eat the alamotzi and the alachilas matzah? Are we yotze with the first kezayis of matzah? Or are we being yotze with the matzah at the end of the suda that's connected the matzah of the korban pesach, ala soiva? Are we yotze with the matzah that we eat at the end? So there's a shayla in the rishon. So Tosfos Klaris, first he says that we're being yotze with the first matzah. That's when we make the bracha, al-chilas matzah. But then Taisa says, no, other Rishonim hold that we yotze be'ikr with the matzah at the end. It's a shayla if a person only has shmura matzah, one kezayis, should he hold off till the end or should he eat it in the beginning? So when's the ikr matzah? So Zog Taisfis, can zayn the ikr matzah is l'basayf. If the ikr matzah is l'basayf, what are we doing before? Why are we making the bracha before? So Taisa on Kuf Chaf shtals through this yisayt, because just like by the karpas, by the mor, when a person does the Maisa Mitzvah, he has to make the bracha, and it's Chal the bracha. Hagam, he's not being Yotze the Mitzvah until later. Vayta the Zelbi Yisoyed, and Kivega Shtels to the Tukasim by Yasin Kuf Tezvav, he Shtels to Kuf Chav, Taisis brings it on Kuf Chav. He refers back to these Yisoyed before. So it's a Zelbi Yisoyed. So the Chorish Teto Agvaldegi Yisoyed, that Hagam, you're not being Yotze the Mitzvah yet. He's not being Yotze the Tekiyas yet, until Allah Brachas. He's not being Yotze the Moru yet, until the Seder after the Matzah. He's not being Yotze the Matzah yet, like the Shittas at the Iker Matzah is the Afikomen. Nevertheless, he could make a Bracha the first time he's doing it. Hagam, he's not getting a Kiyu. L'chur the Yisoid is that the Bracha has to be Chal. And the Maisa Mitzvah that he's doing before, it has a Torah's Maisa Mitzvah. Hagam, he's not using that Maisa to be Yotze. Mitzvah Srichas Kavana, or he has Kavana not to be Yotze. But Fart, he's doing a Maisa Mitzvah. Hey, Yotze, it's a Maisa Mitzvah that he's right to be Yotze with. It's Genug, Zog Taisves, for the Bracha to be Chal. So Hey, Yotze, Rav Chista has a Svara, that it's not Minaroi to do the Maisa Mitzvah without the Bracha. In Achra Shemile Kreso, if you already ate the Mara before, you should make the Bracha before. So it's not Minaroi. It's not proper to do the Maisa Mitzvah without a bracha. So the person can do the Maisa, can make the bracha before, and it's like a chal. The bracha is nitfas on the Maisa Mitzvah. Hagam, he wasn't yotze yet. He still has to do the mitzvah later. But it's not a hefsik, or it's not a bracha levatola, because the bracha was chal on the first achila, and then the sveit achila will be a hemshech. Just like if a mitzvah is, if it's a zelba mitzvah, you can be mamshech the mitzvah, and the bracha was already chal. Tosfos says the same thing as in Hillel, that Hillel was koirech the matzah in the morah. So first he ate the matzah by the moitzi, and then he was koirech. Vice Tosfos said the bracha that you make on the Maisa Mitzvah over there, it's a bigger chiddush, because it wasn't even the full Maisa Mitzvah, but it was a haschala. It's already genug for the bracha to be chal. Hey Yois, it's at least a haschala of the Maisa Mitzvah. It's a gvaldig yisoy. It's a mechudish tiki yisoy. There's a similar yisoy in the Achronim from the Hamik Shewa, from the Netziv. He says a similar yisoy. And he brings a few rayas to it. He brings a raya from the Yushalmi, and the Achronim want to use this yisoy to answer the Kresi's kasha, the Rabbinis Naibshitz's kasha on the Yushalmi and Chal. Zok the Hamik Shewa. When a person, this is the other way around, when a person does a Maisa Mitzvah, and he's taka Mekayim the Mitzvah, he was Mekayim the Mitzvah. If the Torah doesn't give a shir, so the halacha is that as long as he's continuing to do the Mitzvah, and he wants it to be a Hemshech without a Hesech Hadas, so it's weiter called a Hemshech of the Mitzvah, and there's a Gresser Akiyim. So every chelik that he's doing is a Gresser Akiyim. The Netziv, he brings a few rayas. He brings a raya from the Gemara in Chagiga that Shteita Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, the Korban Re'iya, the Pratim. So the Torah gives, you have to bring a Korban Chagiga. Come to Regel, you have to bring a Korban Chagiga. So the Gemara says it's one of the things that Ein Lehem Shir, and one of the Pshatim, that Ein Lehem Shir, besides the cost of the Korban Chagiga, Another yisoid in Ein Lo Shir is that you can bring the Korban Chagiga, you can bring as many Chagigas as you want, or you can bring as many Re'iyas, Korban Re'iyas, as you want. Every time you're Yira Ba'azara, you can bring another Korban Re'iya, and it all has a Toiras Korban Chagiga and Korban Re'iya. And the Nafkamim would be that you can bring the more Korbanis, even on Yomtif, even if you're holding the Dharma Nadavis, you can't bring on Yomtif. But you can bring, it's a gress or a korban chagiga. Hagam, you can be yotze with one, ain't no shir. But hayotze, there's no shir mil maila. Everything you do, but teres chagiga, has a teres chagiga, and it has the maila of a chagiga, and you can even bring it on, you can bring it on yomtiv. That's the moran chagiga. So that's one of the hemik shelas rayas. He brings another interesting raya from a Yushalmi in Sukkah. The Gemara says, the Rashi and Taisis talk about it in the Bavli, but there's a Yushalmi that when a person is shaking lulav, so bisman mikdash when we were kviya biyarcha, so the halacha was that they would taka take the lulav also on Shabbos, the first day of Sukkot. If it fell on Shabbos, they would take the lulav on Shabbos also, not like today when we're not bikiyim bikviya biyarcha. So bisman the bayis, bisman the bezdin, they would take lulav even on Shabbos. So state in the Yerushalmi that you can hold, like the Anshei Yerushalayim, you can hold the lulav all day. If the person gets an aliyah, he can give his lulav to the gabbai, and he can get his aliyah, and then he can take his lulav back. He can lend the lulav to his friend, almanas lahachsir, shake lulav, take it back. You can hold the lulav the ganze day, and beyotze the mitzvah, like the anshu shleim, as the chavidus of the mitzvah, you can hold the lulav. But once you put the lulav down, zok the Yerushalmi, hayoset Shabbos, and on mitzad the Shabbos, there's no mitzvah of lulav. So now the lulav becomes muksa. And then you can't take the lulav anymore. Once you were yoytzi, you put it down, you can't take it anymore. So the poskim, they ask a kasha on the Yushalmi, that l'chayra, once you were yoytzi the mitzvah of lulav, if it's already muksa, so on yomtiv itself, there's a shitas rashi in sukkah, that there's a shaila if the lulav is muksa for nashim, because they're not mitzvah in the mitzvah. We paskin, of course, that nashim can take the lulav, it's not muksa for them, even on a normal yomtiv. But when it comes out on a Shabbos, Hayoyis, there's no mitzvah of lulav mitzad de Shabbos. So once you put the lulav down, even bisman the bias when they were taking lulav on Shabbos yomtiv, once you put it down, then it's muksa. So frek the achrayim, frek the poskim, that if that's the case, once you were yoytza already, then it should become muksa. The mashal is by the izemel shel mila. If there's ever a mila on Shabbos, so be'etzem the knife is muksa machmas chasarim kis. It's be'etzim muksa, and even though ben ashmashis of Friday night you were planning on doing a mila the next day, but it's still considered muksa machmas chasarim kis. And memela, once you finish the mila, you have to put the knife down. There's a shayla machlekes the taz and the magen avram. If you have to put it down right away, or you're allowed to put it down in a safe place, but be'etzim, once you finish the mila, the knife reverts back to being muksa. You should put it down. So why is the lulav different? How come you're allowed to have the chavivis of the mitzvah and hold on to the lulav of the ganze day? Once you taka put it down and you're misiatas, it becomes muksa. But once you did the mitzvah, it should become muksa, just like the izemel shomila. So zok the hamik shela, this raya, that when you're oisik in the mitzvah, hayoist, there's no shir no maila. So when the person is holding the lulav, al tzachavivis, it's one hemshich, and it's all considered to be one long maisa mitzvah. Hagam, he was yoitze be'etzim with the minimum, with the first netilah. But he can go ahead and viter. It's all one hemshich. It's all considered one maisa mitzvah. And mamela, he can hold it. It doesn't become muksa because he's still osik in the mitzvah. He still has a tzairich to hold the muksa. It's not muksa machmas gufa yet because it still has a tachlis. He's still being yoitze the mitzvah. Once he put it down and he's goymer the mitzvah, it becomes muksa. But a kolzman, he's holding it. It's ein hemshich. It's one long mitzvah, and he's getting a kiyum of the mitzvah of lulav the ganze zeit. There's a very interesting application of this yisoid of the hemek shela, which is a chiddush. The Yushalmi in Chala brings a machoikis if the iser chadash was noyig, it's brought in kedushin also. If the iser chadash is noyig before Yerusha and Yeshiva, so we know that if it's mushrish, if the tfuah, if any of the chamish minei dogon are take root in the ground, so the halacha is that whatever grows is an iser chadash until they bring the oimer the second day of Pesach. So if there's no oimer bisman hazeh, so it becomes mutter. Machlokes in the Gemara beheir mizrach or the ganze zeit. It's a shal if it's the raisa or the rabbanon. So the Yishalmi wants to know when Klal Yisrael crossed the Yarden and came into Eretz Yisrael. So it was Pesach time. Yud Nisan, and then it was Pesach. So did they eat matzah? Because there was an Issa Chadash, the first night of Pesach. It's still before you bring the Omer. So did they eat Chadash? So there's a machlokes in the Gemara. One man, the Omer, says that Chadash, the Issa Chadash, is not noyig until after Yerusha v'Yeshiva. So they have the other 14 years before they counter, before they divide. So the Issa Chadash wasn't noyig yet anyway. So of course they can eat matzah. The other man, the Omer, Rav Yain and Rav Yirmiya, the other man, the Omer, says that the Issa Chadash was taka noyig. So if they would know for sure that the Tvua, if they would know for sure that the Tvua was from the previous year, so it was Yavesh, so the Gemara says, or it was Ba'aliyah, it was Niktar, and they were sure that it was from before. So the halacha is they'd for sure be able to eat that because it was from the previous year. So the Heir Mizrach was Matir, even if it's Noig before Yerusha V'Yeshiva. There was no Omer then. But if they're not sure, so the Shaila was, they wouldn't be allowed to eat it because it was a possible Issa Chadash. So Frek the Yishalmi, the famous Yishalmi. So Frek the Yishalmi, we should say Esed Echaloisaseh. We should say Esed Echaloisaseh. Toisus in Kedushin brings it Lamed Ches. Toisus in Rosh Hashanah brings it Daf Yud Gimel. We should say Esed Echaloisaseh. The Yishalmi gives a teretz there, the Enoch Nami. One man Omar says Esed Echaloisaseh. So they would be able to eat the matzah anyway because of the chiyuv of Be'er of Teichel Matzahs. And the other man Omar says that we wouldn't say Esed Echaloisaseh. The Yishalmi's Lashon is because we only say Esed Echaloisaseh if the Yaseh is Nechtav Bitsidoi. So the Pashut Yushalmi will be mashma, like Klein Betzitzis, that the essay has to mamish be nechta betzidoi. The Bavli Lechera doesn't hold like that. Tosfos says that that's not what Yushalmi means. Yushalmi means that an essay that was before Matan Torah can't be doicha. That's what Tosfos learns. The Lashon Yushalmi is because the essay has to be nechta betzidoi. It's not clear what Yushalmi means. Tosfos in Kedushin teaches that it has to be that the essay was also noch Matan Torah. If the essay was given before Matan Torah, it doesn't have the koyach. Other places in Yevamos it's mashma that an essay before Matan Torah is a mila. But the way Tosis learns the Yushalmi, the essay before Matan Torah doesn't have a koyach to be doicha. As I state in the Gemara, so it's mavur in the Gemara that the yisoid an essay could be doicha the lois essay, the essay of achilas matzah could be doicha the yisur chadash of if you hold that chadash was noig before Yerusha v'Yeshiva. So Frechter B'Yonis and Eibshitz, it's an Achreinish Akasha, but the Achreinim handle it, it's a Geshmak Akasha. So Frechter B'Yonis and Eibshitz in the Kresi, the Stipler brings it in Brachis, in the Shtikel on Kriyashma Deraisa. So Zachter B'Yonis and Eibshitz, that Lachera, how can they eat matzah? How could Yushalmi say that they say is Doich Aloy Sasei? State in the Gemara in Tmura, that Bishas, the Misa of Moshe Rabbeinu, so there's a whole Misa there, that Moshe Rabbeinu asked Yeshua, that I'm about to go, ask me any question you have. And his Talmud, Yeshua, La Yomish Yadai, he says, I everything's clear by me, I don't have to ask. So it was a taina, you have your last opportunity to speak to Moshe Rabbeinu, not to have any questions, not to nutzidois. So shteita, that as it was a tfiyah, that Klal Yisrael forgot 300 halachas b'shas the patir of Moshe during the evil of Moshe, halacha Moshe Misinai. We forgot Kal v'chaymers, we forgot drushes, and Klal Yisrael was very upset at Yeshua. They were ready to kill him. Kosh Baruch Hu says to Yeshua, go distract the Yidden by going to Melchama, start conquering Eretz Yisrael, and distract the Yidden. But shteita, that they forgot kama v'kama halachas. The Gemara in Yuma says, and of Pei, that among the halachas that they forgot, the halacha l'moshe m'sinai was shiurim. They forgot shiurim. They forgot how much do you have to eat to be yotza? What's the size of a kezayis? What's the size of a beya? The Gemara has a whole shaila that if a person would eat a kezayis of chelev, would he have to bring a carbon? We're not sure what the shiur is. Was he over? Was he not over? Is it kshav midiyasai? So the Gemara says that they didn't know the exact size of a kezayis until the Bezdin of Yavitz, Asnil ben Knaz, he was machzeret bepilpulei, the Gemara says. And that was already after the Muhammad. So Frekt Reb Yenison Eibshitz, how could Yishalmi say that the yasei of achilas matzah would be doicha the Isr Chadash? They weren't sure how much to eat. So how would a person be yotze matzah back then if you're not sure what the shir kezayis is? You'd have to eat k'dei sviya ad sheyotza safek milivoy until you're sure you were yotze. Much more than a kezayis. We don't know exactly how much you have to eat. So Frekt Reb Yenison Eibshitz, how can you eat possibly more matzah than you have to in order to be yotza? L'chari, you're going to be over the yasei of chadash. So Andra want to say, are you sorry, that anything you need to be yotza, heyos mi safik, you have to eat more than the shir in order that it's yotza safik mi liboy, so it's legara from a hechsher mitzvah, and even a hechsher mitzvah could be doicha. The stipler in Brachas, he wants to use the yasei of the hemek shela, a more mechudishtika application of that yisoy, that heyos, there's called all the matzah you're eating, the erev teichel matzahs, even beyond the first kezayis, haste the kiyum, in order that you should eat matzah tvei, the Gemara says, it's all a kiyum of the mitzvah. So ebazoy, you can even be doicha, the lav of chadash, hagam ruwe yoitza already. Agvaldiki yisoy, because l'choy we would say it's efshel akayim shneim, that you don't have to eat anymore. But heyos, even klapishmaya, if I already was yotza, the matzah, with the kezayis, but everything I'm eating weiter is a hemshech of that achila, and it has the koyach to be doicha. Even if you would know what the kezayis is, Zachdestaika, with this yisoy, you could eat more on purpose in order to get a gresser akiyam, and that also has the koyach of being doicha. It's a chiddush, because Lamai said, what's my koyach atchiyah? I don't have a mechiyav anymore to eat more. But he says, it's not gora, let's say, than tzitzis. If a person has dalet kanfis, he can be doicha, the lav of klayim, of shatnes, with the tzitzis, with the tcheles on the pishton. Why don't you just round off the corner and not wear the dalet kanfis? You have to wear a beged, but who says you have to wear the dalet kanfis? Why do you have to bring yourself to a chiyav? So he says, that's not considered efshel l'kayim shneim. If the alternative is not to do the mitzvah, even if you can do it in a way that you're not mechuyev, but doing the mitzvah is doicha. So it's a chiddush of the achronim that even if it's not a chiyuvis, you can still be doicha. Or b'alkopanim shteita, another, this yisoid, that the hemshech of the maisa is vayter mamish akim of the mitzvah. So it's similar to Toysis, as you said.
Why is the achila hemshech? Made up by the lulav. You never put it down. It's just one continuous.
So the Achrayim say as long. So Tosfos Taka says, Tosfos brings Yishalmi. It's interesting. Tosfos gives his own teretz to Yishalmi's kasha. He says, like by Yevamis, that we're goizer the kezayis shnia atu the kezayis rishona. So that's why you wouldn't be able to be doicha. It's interesting. He's saying a new teretz to Yishalmi's kasha because it's gzeira like by Yevamis. But so that's a shaila if this stems with the hemek shaila. So Zokti, the stipler he brings from other Achrayim, that until your mesiach das, maybe what Tosfos means is that once you stop eating and your mesiach das, then vayter won't be a hemshech, right? But kozman, you're not mesiach das, hagam, you're eating more kezesim, it'll be an achila richta. L'maisa, the Rishonim speak out this yisoid of achila richta by hasrois machalkes and by helamachas. It's all considered an achila vaystois, hagam, you're doing, it's not the same, you're not holding the same lulav, but the fact that you're eating vayter and vayter, it's ein achila and it's ein kiyam. So even with the hefzik in between, it can be considered ein achila. So that's the yisoid. So we have over here two. It's a similar yisoy. Tosfos says that before you're yotze a mitzvah, you can do a maisa mitzvah, and before you're not using it for a kiyum, but you're doing a maisa mitzvah, and it's roy that it can be chal bracha on the maisa mitzvah. Hagam, you're not being yotze with the maisa mitzvah. He brings the example of karpas, of the murr, He brings the example of the tekiyas, he brings the example of the matzah, that you're eating the matzah before, you're not being yotze till later, but it's roy to make a bracha, it's chal the bracha, it's not a bracha levatol. Then we have the yisay the other way, that even after you're yotze a mitzvah, it's shayach that the hemshech mitzvah, like by the oilas riyah and chagiga, or by the achilas matzah, the achronim want to shtel to, that it can be doicha weiter, it can be a hemshech, the lulav, it can be a hemshech of the kiyam of the mitzvah. So with this yisoid, I want the kenzain b'mazber to say what in the mortcha. The mortcha is saying, hishtaling avek, that state in the Gemara Mefurish, if the shamish eats a kezayis matzah b'loy haseba, he was lo yotza, and the mortcha takes that to mean that you have to eat the matzah again, b'haseba. So it's shayach to do it again. So kipshutai, it's a chesaron in nechilas matzah. So what's the mortcha suffik if the shtiyas dalet kaisis, if I didn't have a seba, what's the tzad that drinking it again would be maisif ala kaisis? The mortcha taka says it's considered kiel lai shasa, and it's not considered being maisif ala kaisis. But what's the other tzad in the mortcha that you're fart being maisif ala kaisis? So Kenzang, the brisk rov, he's matcha this tzad, but he blives sorachim. Kenzang, that chazal taka shtel devek, that there's a mitzvah of a seba, it's a zaydig mitzvah. The Rambam Taka says you should do a seba by the ganze suda. The Rama brings it. The Rama brings this Rambam. Harezim is shubach to do a seba by the ganze suda. Chazal also shtel levek that yena mitzvah of a seba should be done lechol apaches to shtel levek b'shas achilas matzah and b'shas teshtiyas dalekoses. Kenzain is a separate mitzvah, and it's lechol apaches you have to be mekayim the seba. You have to vise the cheres b'shas teshtiyas dalekoses. And b'shas teichilas matzah. So Zokter Rav, he blives Sarachim, but Zokter Rav, that would it be shayach to do it again? If I ate the matzah, and it's not a chelik of the chilas matzah, so I was yoytze the matzah, would it be shayach to do a redo, and do the matzah again, and be mekayim seba? So the Rav declares that it wouldn't be shayach, because first of all, you were yoytze the matzah, it's not megareya from the chilas matzah, and you were yoytze, how can you do it again? How can you do the dalakaisis again? So Ken Zayin, with this yesod of Tosfos and the Haysofa from the Hamak Shela, Ken Zayin, it is shy to do it again. I taka ate the matzah before, and I was taka yoitza the achilas matzah, the kezayis matzah of the first matzah, the second kezayis matzah. I taka was yoitza, but I wasn't yoitza the chelik of Eseba. You have to vise cheres b'shas the achilas matzah. It's taka separate mitzvah. I didn't vise the cheres b'shas the achilas matzah, but would it be shayach to do it again? So Kenzain, that's the shaila of the mortcha. So the Gemara says, you for sure weren't yotze, you have to redo the matzah. So klert the mortcha, maybe the Gemara just means that you have to redo the matzah, kidei to be yotze haseba, b'shas the achilas matzah, b'shas the mitzvah of achilas matzah. Maybe that's why the Gemara says lo yotze. Maybe the Gemara taka means like the Rav, that it means you weren't yotze haseba. But it is shy to do it again, because you can, why not? You can eat more matzah, and you can be yotze haseba then. I, the Taina, if I was yotze the matzah, how can I shtel avek the haseba, which Chazal shtel avek b'shas the mitzvah's matzah? How can I be yotze haseba if I was yotze already? But Ken Zayin, you can, it still has a shem of a maisa mitzvah. It has a shem of a maisa mitzvah before I'm yotze, like by the bracha, and it can have a shem, it can have a hemshech of even a kiyum ha-mitzvah, noch that I was mekayim. You can eat more. It can be doicha loisaseh. You can eat more, so it can be a kiyum. So that's what the mortcha is clearing. You zicher have to eat the matzah again, lo yotze state in the Gemara, but Kenzain, it's kidei to be yotze haseba, and it is shayach to do the mitzvah over again, kidei to shtel the haseba b'shas the asir's the mitzvah, because once you are yotze, you can still be mamshich, and it has a shem of a teiras maisa mitzvah weiter, and you can shtel avek the haseba. Oh, but when it comes to the dalet kaisis, now we have to clear, if the pshat is that you're drinking the kais again, kidei to fadin the haseba, to get the haseba, because you can taka do, at least it has a teiras maisa mitzvah, shtias kais, shel mitzvah, nochamol, but now it's going to be a shaila of being maisa fala kaisis, because the etzim kais you were yotze before, who says you can do the kais again, kidei to fadin the haseba, but then typically that you're going to be megareya from the dala kaisis. But if the pshat is, like the Rav's other tzad, that a taka is a chesaron in the shtia, so then it's ki'ilu loy shasa, so then it wouldn't be a shter, it wouldn't be considered being maisa fala kaisis, because your taka weren't yotze. So it depends. When it comes to, there's the kenzain, there's the yisoid, that you can do the mitzvah again k'day to be yotzeh seba b'shas to ma'isa mitzvah, but you can only do that if it's not megareya. By the matzah, you can eat more matzah. But when it comes to the shtiyas d'alakaisis, now it's tali. If it's a chsarn in the shtiyah, then you can redo the shtiyah. You won't be ma'isa falakaisis. But if you are yotzeh the etzem shtiyah, and you want to drink again k'day to fadin the haseba b'shas a ma'isa mitzvah of shtiyah, that you can't do because you're doing ma'isa falakaisis. That's the kenzain. That would be the shaila in the mordcha. The ma'isa in halacha it's brought. The Mechaber says that we taka redo all the kaisis. So vice versa, we paskin that it's a chasarn in the etzim shtia. It's not a chasarn in being ma'isif ala kaisis, felt in the shtia. The Ramah brings, based on the shitas Rav Yah, that nowadays it's the haseba is more of a minig zok the Ramah. So memela the first kaisis we can be ma'isif ala. There's no chasarn in being ma'isif ala kaisis. We redo the kais if you had in mind not to have to make another bracha, but the kais gimel and dalid. The Ramah says, "Kedai Rav Yah lismay chalav, not to drink again, because nowadays the Ramah shita is that the haseba is only a minig based on the shita's harav Yah." I guess I want to be messiah with a vort from the Maral that we know the dalit kaisis are connected to different lashonis of geula. As I state the midrashim, the Yushalmi in Psachim also brings that the dalit kaisis are connected the kaisis of the chaloim of the Sar Shal Mashkim all the way back in the Beis HaSoyer by Yosef and the Chaloim of the Sar Mashkim. And the Gemara Psachim, Tzadik Beis, brings a whole settle of Ramazim in the Chaloim of the Sar Mashkim. That it's Meram is on the Avos, it's Meram is on the Beis HaMikdash, on Kla Yisrael, on the Shvatim, all the different Akim of Kla, the Nitzchias of Kla Yisrael. Gvalde Gazach and Amrum is in Punk the Chaloim of the Sar Mashkim. Back then, before anything happened in the Beis HaSoyer in Mitzrayim. So frek the Maral. So Bishleima, that the Dalit Kaisis are connected to the Lashonis of Geula, that we understand. We're celebrating the Geula. But what's the pshat that punt we're being Maramis to the Kaisis in the dream of the Sarah Mashkim? And what's the hakad of pshat that there are so many Ramazim in Yenach Chaloyim? What does that have to do with us? What is his Chaloyim? He ended up getting out of the jail. The Sarah Oifim was killed and he was got out of jail. What does that do with us? So Zok the Maral of Balaki Yasoid that Akash Baruch Hu was Hiktim Rafu Lamaka. So this was already when Yosef was being Shtel Bevek to be the Tsar over Mitzrayim. And we know that the Shalah Kaddish, we know other Bali Machshava, Yosef, his Ganze Tafgid was in order to Shtel Bevek Mitzrayim, that to make the Golas easier for the Yidden. He was Goyla all the Mitzrayim. He was Mal the Mitzrayim to make it easier for Klal Yisrael. He amassed all the wealth in order to be Yotze Baruchosh Gadol at the end. So in the Gashmias and in the Ruchnias, he was Mizgaber over the Klipas to a certain extent to make Klal Yisrael be able to survive the Golas Mitzrayim. We anyway fell into the Memtes, but at least to make it that with Shayach to survive the Golas of Mitzrayim. All of that, Yosef HaTzadik prepared the way for Klal Yisrael to survive the Golas of Mitzrayim. And the Haschala of Yosef was the Chaloim of the Sarah Mashkin. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Machtim Refu Lamaka all the way back then, before anything happened. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was already planting the seeds for the Golas Mitzrayim and the Geula for Mitzrayim. And that when we drink the Dalit Kaisis, we're Makatoiv for that also. We're Makatoiv that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always Chishuv Es HaKeitz. He's always thinking about Klal Yisrael, always thinking about the Nitzchias of Klal Yisrael. And that's the schus that we have for the Gvaldiga Nitzchias. We should always Zeicha to the Yesedis of Pesach and to a good Yom Tov.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Faith and the